Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Atmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 28th of January. Starting off with Amigo, which has been a very difficult situation, clearly driven by the fundamentals and also various other issues surrounding the company. But on a technical basis, the reason for inclusion today is merely on the basis of the bear trap from rebound from below the November low. That was 5.51 pence. We managed to go down to 5.25 before rebounding. So that's a narrow bear trap, which can be a decent signal. The longer we remain above 5.5 pence, the greater the chance of a recovery, perhaps towards the 10 pence zone. Best case scenario for fans of the stock up to the top of that broadening triangle from November and the 200-day moving average area at 11 or 12. But as I said before, we've had 74 storms here. One almost feels shy about suggesting any significant upside. Next up, a stock which has managed to weather the storm of recent days, Conduity Capital, just slowly creeping up there within a rising trend channel from October, top of the channel there at 5 pence. We've hit the 200-day moving average a couple of times intraday at 3.2 pence, but at least while we're above the 20-day line at 2.25 pence, looking forward to potentially taking out the 200-day line and hitting that 5 pence target as soon as the end of next month. So slow build on that particular situation. On to ECR Minerals, which I know is a liked stock by many in the market. And on a day like today, just being green is a real plus point. A situation here is that we seem to have had support coming in at or just below the 50-day moving average. That's around 3.11 pence. And then an end-of-day close above that today, ideally breaking 3.2 would be even better, breaking that to resistance line from earlier this month, could then set the shares on a journey towards the top of the rising November trend channel as high as 4.75 pence by the end of next month. So we'd ideally see a repeat of the late November rally that we had from just below the 200-day moving, the 50-day moving average as well. Plus point here as well is that support for months on end has come in well above the 200-day moving average, currently at 1.92 pence, and that normally is a sign that dips are there to be bought into. That leads very nicely into a stock which I covered yesterday after the Bolt from the Blue announcement at Eurasia Mining. Here we had a situation prior to the announcement yesterday where support had come in above the 200-day line for months, perhaps even a year. We had that brief dip down to 14 pence, which was sort of where the shares came in after their suspension. So there is a method in the madness there. Current situation is that we've found resistance at the pre-rug pull floor, which was around 28 pence. So if you're cautious on the shares, maybe you'd want to see an end-of-day close through 28 pence to assume that the bull run is back on track. The other sign of the bull run being back on track would be a break of the RSI back above the 50 level. We had that fall below 50 from the end of December, warning us that there was a possibility of a breakdown such as we saw yesterday. But overall, while above the 200-day line at 20 pence on an end-of-day close basis, we're looking to buy dips rather than sell them. And as I said, if you're cautious, then you'd wait for an end-of-day close through 28 pence. And that's Eurasia. Next stock is one which is panned out rather well on both a fundamental and a technical basis, Gene Drive. It's good to see that. Always good to see that happening. So we had the breakout of a falling wedge and bullish divergence leading into the rally that we had, bouncing off the 50-day line and then gapping through 60 pence, gaps through resistance. Normally a very good sign that there's going to be continuity. We previously had a target around 70 to 75 pence, that resistance line there, the grey one there from November. If we can get an end-of-day close above 75, then we'd be looking for the 200-day moving average currently rising at 95 pence as a best-case scenario target over by the end of next month. So that's pretty comprehensive mapping out for the near-term future of Gene Drive, we hope. Looked at IDE Group, I believe, yesterday. We had that neckline there, neckline resistance to 3.25 pence. I don't like the shares have done enough anyway to rebound, but today, clearly we've got this long candle to the upside. And the view now is that while we're above 2.25p, we could hit the top of the rising trend channel from back in March last year, as high as 4.5p, ideally by the end of next month. So a little bit more upside to go there with this positive build that we've got. On to Kibo, where there's been decent news too, to lighten up a rather gloomy day. Here we've got a setup, a sort of formation not too dissimilar from the one at IDE. Want to see an end of day close above the initial January resistance of 0.31. If we can get that over the next day or two, or on a weekly close basis, then the top of that rising trend channel from November at 0.45 would finally be on its way. But rather like Amigo, we've had so many full storms here that one feels rather churlish in terms of calling the stock higher. But above 0.31 could deliver 0.45. And we are in a constructive mode while we're above the 200-day moving average at 0.24. On to online blockchain, a stock which I don't normally look at, but as I said, it's rather thin today, so maybe worth having a look here. The plus point here is really that we've had rebound last week off the 50-day moving average and a rebound this week as well versus that particular feature around 0.35. While there's no end-of-day close back below 0.35, we've got hopefully a retest of recent resistance at 0.53, and then after that, possibility of 0.80 to 0.90 partially or even fully retesting January resistance. But everything here hinges on the 50-day line holding at 0.35. Stock which gapped up a little while ago and has managed to hold the gap is Rebold Resources. The gap there, the floor of the gap there at 0.52. While there's no end-of-day close back below that, we're looking hopefully to retest the 0.75 area and that August resistance line. This stage, the tightest stop loss and end-of-day close back below the 50-day moving average at 0.55. A stock which I rather neglected, Surface Transforms, believing it to be a bit illiquid, but actually it's been a pretty good situation over the last few months since that vertical move in September. And the view now is that at least while we're above the 20-day moving average at 57p, we could head up towards the top of that rising trend channel from the end of October as high as £1.10 by the end of next month. End of day close through 0.70, which is January resistance, would be the buy trigger for people who are cautious. But it looks as though enough has been done here already to jump the gun on that kind of momentum signal. Finishing off with another stock, which looks like it's done its base building for now, and that's Wishbone Gold. Rather like ECR, we've had support here coming in at and just below the 50-day moving average at 0.13. An uptrend line there at 0.125, which has been recent intraday support. So while there's no end-of-day close back below 0.125, we're looking to the top of a rising trend channel from the end of October as high as 0.20. And that could be seen by the end of next month. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.